Begin the current daf, Masechtas Krisis daf Chav Gimel. Begin on the top line of the Amud, where we continue the Mishnah which we started in the previous daf, discussing different cases that are all two pieces that a person is eating, and there are different types of pieces, and regarding the libel, if there is, regarding karbonis of those two pieces and what they are. So it continues the Mishnah. Chatichas Chelu v'chatichas Chum. There's a piece of forbidden fats, and there's a piece of unconsecrated kosher piece in front of him. And Achal Achis, man, he ate one of these pieces. Veni days men Achal doesn't know which one did he eat. Did he eat the forbidden fats, or did he eat a regular kosher chulin piece? So maybe Ashim Tali. So that's the classic halacha. You have to bring a Ashim Tali. You're not sure if what you ate was forbidden or not. Now Achal Sashina, that's Sashni. If he subsequently ate both pieces, then maybe Chatis. Then either way, he's going to have to bring a definitive sin for eating chaylev because he knows he ate chaylev because he ate both pieces. Now, says the Mishnah, Achal Echad Eser B'Shaynef, one person ate the first piece, Uvo'achar V'Achal Eser Shniya, someone else came ate the second piece, so Zeh may be Hashem Tali, but Zeh may be Hashem Tali. So each one has to bring Hashem Tali, which, as the Gemara will qualify, obviously this Tana holds that you don't need to have, as we had explained in the previous daf, a Machlekes, what's the Halacha of Hashem Tali, is that only specifically one out of two, or even just the piece itself, you have a doubt. Obviously here the second person is being Hashem Tali, when he ate it, it was only one piece. Obviously this Tana holds that you don't need to have one out of two pieces. Each one maybe ate the Chalev, maybe not. They each have to bring Hashem Tali. Shimon Ami, he says, no, Shnei Mevin Chatas Achas, as he said in the previous daf, from this Mishnah, from the previous case, he says what they both do is that they both together bring a Chatas for the Chalev, and they stipulate, and they say, look, if you're the one that's in, it's all yours, and if I'm the one that's in, it's all mine. And then either way, they can be taken care of whoever is the one that has to bring the Karma Chatas. Now Rabbi Yisim, he says, no, as he said in the previous case too, which we quoted from the previous daf, that Ein Shnei Mevin Chatas Achas. You can't have two people bringing one Karma Chatas together. Now, however, the halacha will be that each one will bring his own Hashem Tali because each one has the doubt regarding the Chalev, but you can't together bring a joint partnership of a Chatas. Rather, each one will bring his own Hashem Tali. Continues the Mishnah with the next case. Chatichas Chalev. There's one piece of forbidden fats, Chatichas, and there was one piece of kosher, called Shuman, the kosher fats of Kodesh, of Hektish. So Achal Achas, men beni days, men Achal. Ate one of the pieces, doesn't know which one he ate. So Allah is maybe Ashim Tali. So it brings Ashim Tali even according to the Rabbanan, because according to everyone, here there's a doubt regarding not of Me'ila. They disagree with Rabbi Kiva regarding a Safik Me'ila that you don't bring Ashim Tali, but here there's a Safik from one out of two pieces of Chalev. And actually, as we're going to shortly explain, even according to Rabbi Kiva, you're only going to bring one Ashim Tali, because ultimately you only eat one of the two pieces, so at most you have one doubtful Isser, which is going to be one Ashim Tali. Now, Achal Eser Shniya, but if he eats the second piece, so maybe Chatas v'Ashim Vadi, he'll have to bring two karbanos. One, he definitively ate, we're not sure which piece, but he definitively ate the Chalev, which brings the Karma Chatas. And he also ate the Hekdesh piece, which requires Nasha Me'ilis. Let's say Achal Echad Eser Rishayna. Let's say one person ate the first piece. Ovo Achal v'Achal Eser Shniya, and the second person ate the second piece. So Zem may be Ashim Tali. So this guy has to bring Ashim Tali. But Zem may be Ashim Tali. He also has to bring Ashim Tali. Again, according to everyone, even according to Rabbanim, because there's a doubt here on each person, one out of two pieces, if he ate Chalev. Now, moreover, as we mentioned before, Rabbi Kiva is not going to disagree over here and say, oh, there's two possible Isurim, one of the Chalev and one of the Shameilis, so you have to bring two Hashem Talis. No, because ultimately, each person only ate one of the two pieces, which he only committed one sin. Not sure if it was Chalev or was Kaidish, but either one, it was only one sin that he maybe committed, not sure which one, so he'll bring an Hashem Tali. Shimonaimah, as he said in the previous halachas, he says, no, Shnei Mevi and Chatas Vashem, both of them bring in partnership a Karma Chatas and a Karma Ashem, and they stipulate. And he says, look, if I ate the Chalev and you ate the Hekdesh, so then my portion in the Ashem will be forgiven to you, and you could use it without Asham Me'ilis, and your portion in the Chatas will be forgiven for me, and I'll be the one to bring the Chatas, and if it's the reverse, it will be the reverse. So they both bring together the partnership of these two possible Karbanas. Rabbi Yisrael may disagree. He says, no, Ein Shnei Mevin, Chatas V'Ashem Echad, two people cannot stipulate together to bring karbanos for a sin of a Chatas and the Ashem. Rather, again, it will have to be like the previous interpretation. Can't bring together a joint carbon. Now, another case, Chatichas Chalev, Chatichas Chalev Kodesh. It's different than the previous case, which was talking about a Chalev, forbidden fats, and kosher fats of Hekdesh, which was problematic because of Hekdesh. Here you have one piece of forbidden fats, and the other piece is Hekdesh, but it's non-kosher fats. It's the type of fats that a person can't eat anyway, but it's also Hekdesh. So Achal Achas Mehen Meini Dei Ezeh Mehen Achal, he eats one of the pieces of fats, and he doesn't know which one he ate. So maybe Chatas, he has to bring a Karma Chatas either way, because either way he ate Chalev. One was regular Chalev, one was Chalev of Hekdesh. which either one requires a karmachatis. So it has to bring a karmachatis. Kivoimi says, af ashram toli. Besides the karmachatis, you also have to bring a ashram toli because of the suffix of the me'ilas, which he holds by suffix me'ilas, you have to bring a ashram toli. Because it could be the one you ate was the chelav of kaidish. Now, achlas ashniya, if he ends up eating also the second piece, so then maybe shnei chatois, he has to bring two karmachatis because each piece has a separate liability of chelav, and vashem vadei, and also definitive ashram because he for sure ate the hektish piece, which has the ashram of me'ilas. Let's say achel echeres rishayin. One person ate the first piece, uva'achav achelas hashniyah. Someone else ate the second piece. So zem mevi chayatis, zem mevi chatis. Each one has to bring a karmachatis either way because both of them ate chaylev. Just one was hektish and one was not. But you don't bring ashram tali because it's for meila. But Rabbi Kiva, I mean, like we said before, he holds no. Also zem zem mevi and ashram tali. Each one has to bring ashram tali because each one has the suffix of maybe he committed meila, maybe he ate the chaylev one of kaydish. Now, Shimon, as he said before, he says, no, zeh mevichatis, zeh mevichatis. Everyone agrees each one has to bring his own karmachatis, because each one committed their own isra of chelev. And v'shnei mevin nashem echad, and they jointly together bring the hashem me'ilas, because either one, it's one of them, and they're doing it together, and they're stipulating. V'yisim, as he said before, no, ain't shnei mevin nashem echad. No, two people cannot jointly bring a karmen nashem. Next case. Chatiches chelev. One was a forbidden piece of fat, but chatiches chelev nisin. The other one was also a forbidden piece of fat, but additionally it was from a carbon that was left over its designated time, which has the isra of nisin. So achal achas men me'ini de'ez men achal. He ate from one of the pieces, doesn't know which one he ate from. Says the Mishnah, maybe chatas. So either way he has to bring a chatas, because either way he ate a piece of chelev. V'ashem tali. And here everyone agrees, you would have to bring ashem tali, because here the suffix is regarding did you eat nicer? And that's a bona fide chatas, and since you don't know, you'd have to bring a ashem tali. If he also ate the second piece, so then maybe gimel chatois, he has to bring two karmachatas. Two because of the two pieces each have their own liability of chelev, and one was because he also ate one that had nicer. Now, let's say one person ate the first piece, the other one ate the second piece. So zeh mevi chatas v'ashem tali. This one brings the karmachatas and the ashem tali. V'zeh mevi chatas v'ashem tali. Each one has his own chatas because of chelev, but each one has to bring ashem tali. Not sure if he ate the one that was also the isra of nicer. Shimon Ami says, no, zeh mevi chatas v'zeh mevi chatas. Each one brings his own karmachatas for the chelev. V'shnei mevin chatas achas. And together they bring a joint karmachatas for the possible nicer that was either one of the two of them. And Rabbi Yossi Eimer, here he says his opinion in detail. He says, no, kol chatas shibo al chet. Any karmachatas, sin offering that comes for a sin, ain't shnei mevin nicer. No, two people cannot jointly bring it together. Which here he's alluding to the fact that, but the exception to that would be, let's say what's called mechusi kipara. When the woman who gives birth, for example, has to bring a chata sa'if, there, it's not for a sin, that's for tahara purposes, then two women could bring together in the situation of doubt and stipulate, as we actually said, Rabbi Yisi's own opinion in the first parakin of Zayin Mabez, that he said, when do they each have to bring their own carbon? When one went to the east, one went to the west. But if they're both there, then they could stipulate together, because that's not coming for a sin. Now the Gemara asks, I'm only Ravler of Nachman. He says on the second case, which actually was the first one we quoted here on this daf, that he asked Rabbi Yossi in the second case, which was one piece was chelav, one piece was regular chulin, kosher fats or meat, that one of the two pieces, he did not show which one. So Rabbi Yossi said, oh, chatas hu delay maisi shnein. He's coming to disagree with Rabbi Shimon. He says, no, they can't together bring a karma chatas. Now the inference obviously is, ha'ashem tali maisi shnein. That obviously, okay, so both have to bring their own karma nashem. That's ashem tali, because each one's not sure if he's the one who ate the chelav piece. So ask the Gemara, well, hainu tanakama. That's the tanakama. As we said on the open, the first line, chatiches chelav v'chatiches chelav chulun achal achas minayin v'indez min achal. So what did the Tanakhama say? Maybe ashram tali. Oh, and then the Reb Shimon, he said that they could together bring a karma chatas. And Rizzi said, no, they can't. So what does that mean to say? Like in the case of where one ate one and one ate the other piece, Tanakhama said, zeh maybe ashram tali, zeh maybe ashram tali. So that's exactly what Rizzi is saying. Says the Gemara, so hainu tanakama. And says the Gemara, oh, v'chitim, we're going to say, no, the difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakhama. Why? Chatichim mishtei chatichim sekebenayu. The difference between them will be regarding one out of two pieces. In other words, what Rabbi Yossi was saying was, when he says they both cannot bring together karmachatas, rather, what's going to be the halacha? The first one will bring an ashram tali, because he had, when he was eating one of the two pieces, there was two pieces there. The second one's going to be exempt, because he holds, like we had in the previous Mishnah, that you need to have one out of two pieces. When he's eating, there's only one piece, versus the Tanakhama said, they each bring ashram tali. Says the Gemara, but you can't say that. Because Batanu Linda Brisa, clearly, he says, in such a case, zeh maybe ashram tali, vezeh maybe ashram tali. That the second person also brings ashram tali, and he does not require one out of two pieces. So what's the difference between him and the Tanakhama? So Amalei, so, and that he responded to Rava, He says, no, Hakamashwan, actually this is what the Mishnah is teaching us. The man Tanakama, Rabbi Yisi, who is the Tanakama? It's Rabbi Yisi, right, it's the same opinion. And that Rabbi Yisi is explaining his opinion, why he says each one brings an Osham Tole, not like Rabbi Shimon, because two people together cannot bring a Karma Chatzis. Now the Mishnah then continued with many different cases. Chatichas Chelev, Chatichas Chaydish, one piece is forbidden fats, one was kosher fats of Hektish. Then chatichas chelev and chatichas chelev kodesh chulu. Then one was forbidden fats and one was forbidden fats of hektish, etc. Then there was another case of chatichas chelev and chatichas chelev neisav chulu. One was forbidden fats and one was forbidden fats of a carbon that left over at designated time, etc. Now in that last case, Amalei Rav Lev Nachman says, why are you saying over there that there's only three carbon chatas? If you eat both pieces, v'leisi ne'ami asham vaday denaiser, there should also be an obligation of a asham mi'ilois, besides the karbanas that you're bringing from the nicer, because the kaidishu, we're talking about that it's hektish. So you're right. When you eat the chelev of nicer, besides the piece of chelev that you chayav for karmachatas, we said for the chelev of nicer, there's another two karmachatas. One's for the fact that it's nicer, which is not allowed to eat, and one is also chelev. But on that is the Gemara that there should be another carbon out of an asham eilis, because you're misappropriating, you're consuming something of hektish, which you're not allowed to. So Amalei, so on that he responded to Rava, the less be shava pruta. No. Because the nicer piece to commit me'ilah has to be worth at least a pruta, the lowest denomination of currency. And this piece of fat of the chelev of nicer is not worth a pruta, so therefore there's no asham me'ilas. That he asked him, but vamikara, but earlier in the Mishnah, this piece of a pruta askinan, we qualified that piece of chelev is actually worth a pruta. Because the Mishnah taught, in the first case, when you have a piece of hektish, which is what we're talking about here with nicer, it's the same piece of hektish, just left over its time. And you have one piece of hektish, one piece of chelev. And then if you ate the second one, so you did both. So the Mishnah said you have to bring karma chatas and asham vaday. And for the fact that you ate the chelev piece, which is the chatas, and you ate the hektish piece, which was kosher, but you have to bring asham eilis. Asham eilis, why? Because it is worth a pruta. So why suddenly when you're leaving it over, is it suddenly not worth a pruta in the later case of the Mishnah? So Malay said to him, it's not difficult, because hichaticha, you're right, it's the same piece. That was worth a shavah pruta. But the earlier case, the loy nicer he, where it's not nicer yet, it's not left over its time. Now, the reason why that's significant is because when it's nicer, it's asaba noy, not a benefit from it. So when it's not left over yet, then yes, shava pruta, therefore you have to bring asham eilas. We're talking about when it's already nicer. It's already nicer, you can't have benefit, so it doesn't even have the value of a pruta to be chayv on it also of asham eilas. Well, that is the Gemara, but how can you say that? For yesh oichal achila achas, there's a certain unique case that elsewhere Mishnah talks about when someone eats one act of consumption, and he'll be liable for many liabilities with that one act of consumption. The Tani Bey, with the Mishnah we had taught this in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis and Perek Amr Loi, that said that Nicer, one of the cases that it said that one of the liabilities you'll have for that one act of consumption is if this piece was also left over from a carbon that's designated time, that then Miktani the Mishnah taught, Meve Arbachatois v'asham echad. You'll have to bring four sin offerings and one asham. Which asham? The asham me'ilois. For misappropriation from Ekdish. Obviously, we see, even though that piece is nicer, that still you be chayv asham me'ilois because nicer could be worth a shavapruta. So, what do you tell me that here that's nicer? Oh, it suddenly becomes not shavapruta because asbano, you see that it could be chayv asham me'ilois. So, Amalei said to him, no, that's different, that case, because ahi begasa. There's Toma where that person ate that achila achas is mechayiv, even though it's nicer for asham me'ilos, because it is worth a pruta, is where the person ate a lot of that forbidden fats. Now, although, like we're explaining that, what do you mean? Nicer is asabahana, so it shouldn't have any value. Still, he's going to have to pay the value. Like all kachim, which is forbidden to have benefit, that when you commit me'ila, and you have at least a benefit from your act of consumption, the worth of a shabbat pruta, because you're eating a lot, with in addition to the fact that it still has validity for hektish, because what the halacha is, if you put on the mizbech, you wouldn't take it down. So therefore, when you're eating a lot, which you're having a benefit of a shavah pruta, then, yes, that's what that Mishnah says over the end of Yud Gimel, that you can be chayev asham me'ilas. But vahi badakin, our Mishnah, what we're talking about is when the piece is very thin, very little. So it doesn't have value, because asbano, and the act of consumption doesn't reach a level of a shavah pruta, and that's why we say you're not going to be chayev an additional. Yeah, when it's not nicer yet, then it has value. But when it's already nicer and you're eating very little, then it's not going to give it the value of a shavah pruta. Or as the Girsa is, Inami, what additional answer you could give is to differentiate is Hahibi Maisak Sham. That Mishnah Daf Yud Gimel that says, yeah, even Noisir could be worth Shavapruta to be Chayav Asham Eilas is in the winter months. When the fat stays a long time, it has that value of refrigeration. Hacha b'meisach chamin, not mishum b'tumah in the summer months, where the meat spoils quickly when it's left over its designated time, which is either after 2 days or a day and a night, where then, yeah, even though it used to be worth a shavah peruta, now that piece is not worth anything because it's spoiled already, and therefore we're not going to be chayiv an additional to the three chatois, asham me'ilis. The Mishnah continued and said, regarding this case that we're discussing of this one piece chaylev and one piece is a chaylev of noiser, that ochel echeres rishon. Let's say one person ate the first piece and then someone ate the second piece, chulu etc. Where Reb Shimon said, okay, so together they bring a joint carbon noiser because we don't know who it is. He doesn't hold you bring ashram tali each one. He says together they bring it. Now, however, on this halach of Reb Shimon, the Gemara asked the following question: Amalei Rav Rav Nachman. He says, "Umiyom Reb Shimon isachal alissa." Does Reb Shimon hold that something that's already prohibited, another prohibition could take effect on it? Because in this case that we're describing, Reb Shimon, we're talking about a piece of chelev, which was always forbidden before it even became a carbon. Now, okay, it's a carbon, brought as a carbon. Now it was left over its designated time. So Reb Shimon says, they don't each bring ashram tali. Together they bring a joint carbon chatas for that piece of chelev, which possibly one of them possibly ate, together as a carbon for the neiser. Which that is a nice is taking effect on this piece of chaylev, which is already forbidden as chaylev anyway. So you mean to say that he holds that it could have another additional prohibition take effect in it, that you're going to have to bring, besides for the chatas of the chaylev, you'll have to bring a chomer chatas, which again in this case is joint for the nicer? But Vatanya, the Nabrai said that he doesn't hold isachal alisser, because the Nabrai says, Reb Shimon, he says, ha'ichl navela b'yom kippurim. If someone eats a dead animal that wasn't properly slaughtered on Yom Kippurim, which there's two problems, he's eating Yom Kippur and he's eating non kosher meat. So Patur, he's exempt for the act of consumption of eating on Yom Kippur. Why? Because the prohibition of eating on Yom Kippur cannot take effect on the pre-existing Isser that was already forbidden from the fact that it was in the Vela. And as Rashi points out, even if it died today on Yom Kippur, so that comes out the Isser Yom Kippur came before the Nevela, still it was already pre-existing prohibition by twilight, because from the day before it was still prohibited that live animal from Evi Menachai. So already it's prohibited either way. So the Isser Yom Kippur cannot subsequently take effect. So you see, he holds Enes Achal Lissa. So how could we understand his opinion on Mishnah? Some of Sheshet Bri David, he says, Kugunda Ochel Kul Yibachalba. The case that we're talking about in our Mishnah is where he eats the kidneys with the fats on the kidneys, which those are certain chalevs that are forbidden, those fats are chalev, where that's not Isser Achal Lissa, because for the chalev is chayv for chalev, and the nicer is on the kidney part. When he eats the kidneys, which have fats on it, so then he's being chayiv, that piece has separate isurim in it, one for the chayiv, one for the nicer. Well, that is the Gemara, but b'kol yibachal b'nab, it's not true. The kidneys with its fats also runs into this problem, because hokoy Allah b'isa oilin. The kidneys already have a pre-existing isur before that has the isur of nicer. The prohibition of things that are supposed to go onto the mizbeach, because that part is supposed to be sacrificed for Hashem, which the pasuk says b'chol zar lo yichol kodesh. There's already pre-existing issa that he's not allowed to eat the kidneys. So hechi asa issa neisa chaylala. So how could subsequently the issa of neisa take effect on the kidney to say that's what you're going to be chayiv the neisa for? Now v'chita, maybe we're going to say, oh, it's not difficult because Svirul Reb Shimon holds that you're right. Issa chaylala usually doesn't take effect like we find by Yom Kippur. But the neisa issa chamerhu neisa is a severe issa, because eating something that was left over at a designated time deliberately is a chiv of karas. Oh, for chaylal iser kaldoin, so it could take effect on the lighter iser of the prohibition of eating something that's supposed to go into the mizbeach, which doesn't have karas. But says the Gemara, you can't say that because behind the vela, the case that we quoted before of the dead, the non-properly slaughtered piece of meat, the iser kalhu, that is a light iser. But Yom Kippurim, the iser chamu, whereas Yom Kippur, which is a more stringent iser. But like Kasi Yom Kippurim, the Chomer, yet we say we quoted clearly from Shimon before that he holds that no, the Yom Kippurim, which is most severe, is not V'chaylal Nevela Dekalu, does not take effect on the pre-existing Isra of Nevela. So back to the question, if he holds that Ein Yisachal Lissa, how do we understand the Allah of a Mishnah, where even Kol Yibachelba already has a pre-existing Isra before that of Nisa? Taylor rather says the Gemara, you're right, generally holds Ein Yisachal Lissa, even Isra Chom and Isra Kal. But regarding the laws of Kachim, which is what we're discussing here in our Mishnah, the Torah explicitly revealed the Asi Yisuchal Alissa, that there an Isser could take effect on the pre-existing Isser. As we continue to Medbeis, the Tanlik within the price. Pasuk says, this is a Yikra, Perek Zayin Pasuk Chaf, that says if there's going to be a person that's going to eat meat from a carbon shlamim, Asher La Hashem, which is for Hashem, and he's in the state of Tumah, which prohibited to eat Kachim in the state of Tumah, so he's going to get Karas, and he's going to get cut off from his people. Now, what does it mean when it's coming to include Asher LaHashem? Says the Bryce, says L'rabes Eseimun. It's coming to include the sacrificial parts, where those are designated for Hashem, that's supposed to be sacrificed on Mizbeach, where if a person eats those Eimun in a state of bodily tumah, says Gemichayef Akaras. Now, points out the Gemara, now Veimur in the sacrificial parts, for example, like the kidneys, the kloyos, Koya Lai Be'isa Oilin. It already has a pre-existing Isser of that it has to be really put on the Mizbeach that a person can't eat it. And V'chelev, it already has a pre-existing Isser of the forbidden fats, which those are the Emurim that are sacrificed in the Mizbeach. And yet, Koya Lai Be'isa Karas, and still we see that the Pasuk, the Brice is bringing that the Pasuk is coming to conclude that there's going to be an Isser of Karas that's going to take effect if he's eating in the state of impurity. Ka'asi, meaning it already has an Isser of Karas, that of Chelev. And if a Ka'asi Isser Tumah Chayla Lion, still the Isser of Tumah is going to take effect in it. But I thought Enes Chelel Isser. Still we see, by Kachem it's different, the Pasuk is coming to explicitly include, even already has a pre-existing Isser of Chelev, which is what the Emurim are. Still the Isser of eating it in the state of Tumah will take effect, because by Kachem we see that Isser Chelel Isser. And that's what we're learning out from this Zeyser Kasav Asher LaHashem. And says, Teda Shekeinu, you should know that this is the case, that by Kachem, Issachal Isser is really going to be according to all opinions, because they're Rebbe. Sphirile, we have Rebbe who holds that in general, Issachal Isser, yeah. And Isser could take effect on a pre-existing Isser, but Vahanimili Issacham al Issachal. That's only if the new Isser is more severe than the pre-existing Isser. Al Issachal, al Isser, Cham, or Loi. But he agrees, but if it's a pre-existing Isser is more severe than the new one will not take effect. But yet in contrast, by Kachem we find in that he says, Isser Kal, Isser Cham, and Amichal, that even a lighter Isser will then subsequently take effect on the pre-existing severe Isser. Why? Because the Isser Me'ila Kal, the Isser of misappropriation, is a light Isser. Why? Because it's Misa. It's a lighter Isser in the sense that there's death, meaning to say that that's not Karas. And therefore, when someone does the Isser by mistake of Me'ila, he's not going to be chayiv a karban chatas. Now, the Isser in the Gersa is chaylev, Isser chamer. The Isser of eating forbidden fats is a severe Isser, because there it's a punishment of karas, which there if someone does it by mistake, he's chayiv a karban of chatas. And yet still, v'asi Isser misa chayil Isser karas, we find in the context of Kachem that the lesser Isser of misa, which is less than karas, could take effect on the pre-existing Isser of karas. Where do we find this? The time like Luna Brysa. Rebbe, I mean, he says, the Pasuk says in Yikra, that the kain will be makter to the mizbeach. It says kol chayil Hashem, all the fats of the carbon for Hashem. Those are the emur. Says the Rebbe, l'rabis emur kachim kalim l'meila. What's kol? All the fats. Come to include even the sacrificial parts of the lower level carbonus, like shlam and so on. That it's going to have the halacha of meila, because since it says kol chayil Hashem, that's obviously including in the other pasuk that's nearby, which says chata bishkaga mikach Hashem, which applies to this halacha of kol chayil, which including a murm of kachem kalim, that's going to have that halacha of me'ila. Now, says the Gemara as follows. U'me'ila isra misa. Now, as we pointed out before, me'ila is a lighter isra in the sense that it only has death. That's not karas. So it doesn't have the shkoga v'chatas. V'kochayil al isra chaylev, yet we're seeing clearly what Rebbe's telling us, is that the pre-existing isra of chaylev, the isra karas too, it's what's going to subsequently take effect in it, the isra me'ila, which is a lesser isra. And therefore that answers the question we had asked before regarding Rabbi Shimon, that yes, although he holds generally even Isser Chama and Isser Kal, but Kachem is different, there Isser will be Chal on the Isser. But that is the Gemara, but the time when the Brisa says, not like what we just said. Rabbi Shimon, I'm recording Rabbi Shimon in the Brisa, and he says, Ein Pigel Ba'ilin, means to say that if someone eats the sacrificial part that had Pigel Machshav in it, where the Kohen, when he brought it, he had in mind that it should be eaten beyond its time, which invalidates the carbon. For example, let's say the kidney part of that carbon. Says Rabbi Shimon, the one who eats is not going to be chayav karas, even though generally someone eats pigel is chayav karas. Here he's not going to be. Why? Because we see that even a more severe isser of pigel does not take effect on the pre-existing, even lighter isser, that of me'ila, which was forbidden to eat the kidneys anyway. And so to ve'ein noiser ba'ilin, you're not going to have a liability of noiser by something which was supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, which has this isra of what's called ba'ilin. So that contradicts what we said before, that we said, no, Reb Shimon agrees by kachem. So says the Gemara, you're right, ela tanoi hi valibad Reb Shimon, this is machlekes tanoim in Reb Shimon. The ikadami, those that say the way we explained halacha of our mishnah according to Reb Shimon that he holds, that b'kachem isachal isa. That's how we answered the question. We said, Reb Shimon, what do you mean? How are you bringing on a chelav noiser? A chatas for nicer, it's already Asr as chaylev. So he said, yeah, because by Kachem, the Isser could take effect on the pre-existing Isser. But they could argue that those are holding the Tana of the Bryce that we just quoted right now, who says, no, there's no pigle by Eilin. They hold Bekachim Nami in Issachal Issa, that no, Reb Shimon holds across the board, even Bekachim, that there's no Issachal Issa. But then the Gemara asks, but then what do you do what we just said before? Well, the man Dama Bekachim Nami in Issachal Issa, according to the Tana of the Bryce that we just quoted right now, who says there's no pigle by Eilin, and therefore we see that even Bekachim holds Issa is Nachal Issa. So then, Kol Chelav Lashem. In the pasuk we brought before that says, all chelav is for Hashem, which we said the inference is that the issa me'ilah that it talks about there in those pasukim are going to take effect even on a murim, which obviously we see that even the issa kal of me'ilah is taking effect on the issa chamer of the chelav in the context of kachim, ma'avadle. What did that Tana do with it? Because he's obviously not learning that idea that we just said. And as Rashi points out, meaning the other context that we brought from Asher Hashem, which we said comes to include a murim for the Isser of Tumah, which that was another proof that we brought, that Isser is Chalal Isser by Kachim. So that's Rashi, that's the Gemara's not asking, because that the Gemara, they could answer that second Brisa of Reb Shimon, that Brisa is not like Reb Shimon. Rather, it's going like the Rabbanu who disagree with Reb Shimon. They hold that even by Chulun, Isser could be Chalal Isser, let's say through what's called Isser Kail, like Nevel and Yom Kippurim. Or in this case, when there's a Tumah Sagov, that's also Isser Kail. Why is it Issa Kail? Because once that he has Issa Tumas Aguf, he can't partake of even the meat of Kachim, which is permitted for him. So it's going to take effect also on the Chalev, even though it already had a pre-existing Issa. But this Pasuk of Me'ilah, where we're saying that the Issa Kail will take effect in the Issa Chamer, that's difficult. Because that we don't find anyone that holds in Chulun that a lighter Issa can take effect on the pre-existing severe. Obviously then, because Kachim is different than Chulun. So that way back to the question, then Reb Shimon should also say that the Kachim is different, yet this second Brisa said that no, he holds across the board in Issachal Issa. So the Gemara, that's not difficult, because Mukim Lay, this Tana, the second Brisa, will explain that, yeah, although it's saying seemingly that a Murim, which is already forbidden as Chalim, will have the Issa of Me'ilah take effect in it, how so? What do you mean that's Issachal Issa? Bevlad de Kaddishim. It's specifically regarding the fetus, the child of a carbon. The Ksavri, Vlad de Kachim, Babi Yasin, Yu Kadishin, because they hold that the child of a carbon becomes sanctified when it comes into the world, when it's actually born. The reason why we call the word Yehaviyasin their existence, because that's the terminology of the Pasik that we include the sanctity of the child of a carbon. As the Gemara brings in Bukhari, Stav Yudama Beis, the Pasik says, Raka de Shecha, that refers to including the sanctity of the Temuras. And Asher Yiyalach, Yiyas Havaya, comes to include the children. The Tavaya Bahadadiyasi. Therefore, that makes that the Isra Chalev and the Isra Me'ilah are both taking effect at the same time because they're both happening the moment that the baby is born. That's when the Chalev is forbidden. That's when it's going to be Isra Me'ilah because the Kedusha only happens when it's born. That's not Isra Chalal Isra. So, therefore, that's where we're saying that for the Imurim, it's also going to have Isra Me'ilah and doesn't contradict their opinion where they hold that, no, you're right, even Makachim, that we're not going to say Isra Chalal Isra. Now, Rashi just points out, so that drasha that we said regarding Tumas Aguf from Asher Lashem, that we said comes to include the Emurim, that they do not hold up. Rather, as the Brisa teaches in Teres Kain, that comes to include something else for Tumas Aguf, either for that which was left overnight, or that which went out of the perimeter where it's allowed to be. But regarding Emurim, they don't say that, because this that we're saying that the Emurim are included is only for Bahadi Adadi when it happens at the same time. Hanulach Dam Shchita, we shall return to the fifth parak of Masechtas Kriyos of Parak Dam Shchita, which the opening Mishnah spoke about the Isser of blood, and then it went right back to the conversation on these parakim regarding Ashram Tali, which then that brings us into the next parak, the sixth parak, Parak HaMevi Ashram, which continues on this theme of the carbon of Ashram Tali. It says the Mishnah, HaMevi Ashram Tali, if someone brings the suspended carbon Ashram, meaning he doesn't know if he committed sin or not, so because of that doubt he has to bring Ashram Tali. Then v'neidu le'shleichata, so he's bringing the Ashram Tali, and he's notified, you didn't sin, we verified there was no sin. So says the Mishnah, it depends. If the animal wasn't slaughtered yet, so it's actually a machlekes, three-way machlekes. Yatza v'yir be'eda. Divrei Meir says, okay, no sin was committed, like a regular chulun animal. Goes, let it go out and graze with his flock, like all his other unconsecrated animals. V'chamayim, they disagree, and the Gemara's going to explain what's the reason for this. They say, no, yirat she'istad. Can't bring it as a carbon because obviously he's not obligated because we found out that he's not obligated. But rather, you're actually stavius, let it graze until it develops a blemish. Then b'yimacher b'yiplo dam of l'nadav. Then you sell that animal and you use its proceeds to bring a donated carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, Rabbi Eliezer, he says, no, yikrev, you could still bring it as a carbon. Why? It's not obligated. We found that he didn't do a sin. Shem'ein le'bo'al chetzah, he says, because if it's not coming for this sin, because it turns out he didn't, harehu bo'al chetzah, it's going to be coming for some other sin. person sins, and therefore some other unknown sin of his, the Ashen Tel will work for that, so he can still bring this as a carbon. Now, that's all if he finds out before he actually slaughters it. But in Mishan Nishchad, Noidalai, but only let's say they already slaughtered it, and then they find out, they come running and say, hey, he didn't sin. So then you shafach adam. So then you spill out the blood in the canal that was there in the Beis HaMikdash, and because you can't throw the blood because it's not obligated anymore. And vabasa yotzla beis hasreifa, and the meat gets taken out to be burnt. Meaning, although generally when you have chulin, which is essentially what this is, because it's not obligated, the slaughter in the azara, it's just buried. Here the halacha is that it's going to be burnt because ultimately it was slaughtered as a carbon, so it's like a pasul carbon, which then the halacha is that it has to be burnt. Now, let's say nizrak adam. Let's say the blood was already thrown before they found out that he's not obligated, and vabasa kaim, but the meat is still around. So then, yoichel, then actually the meat could be eaten because his atonement, since he threw the blood already, the carbon was already considered done already. So if it's considered a kosher ashram tali, where the whole point was, yeah, to bring it initially when you're in a situation of doubt, and it atoned for that doubt, and now you're ready post. Now you find that you don't have to, fine, but that was still a kosher ashram tali, and then you could eat the meat. Yisim, he says even more. He says, afil hadam akos, even if the blood was still in the cup, and then they find out, then yizarek, you could still throw the blood. Why? Because of the concept what's called kala imid lizarek kazargdam. Whatever is ready to be thrown is as if it was thrown. So in according to that concept, it's like as if he was notified after the blood was already thrown. So therefore, it was already done with validity, and therefore, vabas yechel, therefore you could eat the meat. Now, this was all regarding Ashram Tali. Says the Mishnah, Asham Vadi Inakin, a definitive Asham, meaning when the person commits a sin that requires a regular Asham, the Rabbanan are not going to disagree with Reb Meir, where if, let's say, he finds out, actually Nishchad, before he slaughters, that you didn't commit the sin, so then Yetavir Be'ed, then they could just go out and they could graze in the flock. Because the whole reason the Rabbanan by Asham Tali, as the Gemara is going to explain, is because his heart is banging in him, where he's not sure, I can't believe, did he sin, did he not sin? In Simcha Keteres HaSfekis, he's just all in the bowl of knots. So he conclusively says, I don't care, whatever the situation is, I'm sanctifying this to Hashem. Which, even though when it's going to turn out that he's not, still he's so worried, I can't believe it. But Asham Vadai, with Allah is, what is Asham Vadai? Someone came along and said, hey, you eat Hektish. And then it turns out that he didn't really sin. Or meaning, let's say, because the witnesses were found to be false. Or let's say that they thought he ate Hektish, it turns out he really ate Chulin. Where then retroactively it's revealed that the whole thing was called Hektish Tais. It was erroneous Hektish. Because when he sanctified because he thought he has to bring a regular Karma Chatas. And it turns out not. So that's a Hektish of Tais. And Hektish Tais is like Chulin. Now, let's say he finds that Mishan Nishchad after it was already slaughtered. Also, it was already slaughtered, so then Harizi cover. Then it has to be buried, which the Gemara is going to explain why is it different than the previous case when we say that it has to be burned, and here we're saying that it has to be buried. But it has to be buried because it's already a zevach that's possible. Now, nizrak adam, let's say the blood was already thrown, still habasa yatsa lebesa srefa. The meat has to be burnt, unlike the Ashram Tali when we said it was already thrown, it was good, because here it's not for a suffix. Here we thought we'd bring for a kamachat, it turns out it really wasn't, it really was a chulin animal. But the Gemara is going to explain that seems to be not like what we just said before. We said that it has to be buried, now we're saying it has to be burned. The Gemara is going to point out that obvious contradiction. Additionally, like we said regarding Asham Vadai, that it's not like Asham Tali. Shahar Niskal Enikin, also the ox that has to be stoned, is also not like the Asham Tali. We hear also the Rabbanan do not disagree that if, let's say, he finds out beforehand that actually this ox did not kill, where it has to be stoned if it killed a person, it turns out it didn't kill. And they find that actually Niskal before it wasn't stoned yet, so Yetzabir Be'edah. So that was all one mistake, so it goes out and it could graze in the flock. But let's say they found that after Mishan Niskal, after it was already stoned, still, okay, Matabah no, can't slaughter anymore, it's already dead, but it's permitted to have benefit because it was one big error. So to Egla Rufa in the cane, so to the decapitated calf, is also not the same way as the Ashram Tali, according to the Rabbanan, where that's if they find a dead person, they don't know who killed them, they have to bring Egla Rufa from the town closest, where if they find out Achle Nerfa, before the calf is decapitated, they find the real murderer, so Tetzivetir Be'edah, so then you can let this calf go out and graze in the flock. Now, Mishan Nerfa, but if they only found out the real murderer after it was already decapitated, then the Kavim B'mkama has to be buried in his place. Can't say it's Mutaba Na. Why? And this is where it's similar to Ashram Tali. Shal Safik Ba Mitzchila, the whole point of the Egel Rufa is, in the beginning, where we don't know who killed him. So Kippur Sveka, so it atones for the situation of doubt when it's decapitated, when we don't know who killed him, V'holchala, and that already accomplished its goal. So therefore, that's the Egla Rufa, which is always forbidden to have benefit. Once you did it, you have to bury it, like all Egla Rufas. The fact that you subsequently found the murderer, okay, that's how it always works. Now you have to go and execute him. But the Egla Rufa remains in its forbidden status because that was the accomplishment of the Egla Rufa until you actually find the murderer after it's already decapitated. Now, regarding the opening case, the Gemara says, "B'mayka pligi, what's the fundamental machlekes between Remeir and the Chacham and regarding where here you have Asham Tali and they find out that he doesn't really have to bring, and still the Chacham say that it has some sanctity. You have to let it graze, whereas Remeir says, no, it's chum." Says the Gemara, "Remeir Sabah, he held, no, kiven leitzarachli, since you don't need it, we find that he didn't sin, so lemaktishli, it was never sanctified. Rabban Sabah, they hold, as we had alluded to, he says, no. Since literally means his heart is banging, meaning he's so afraid he can't believe that maybe he sinned, and he brings and goymer maktish. He conclusively has a mind, says, okay, whatever comes, may go, you know, if I sinned or not, I'm going to bring this, I'm sanctifying it. So even if it comes out that he's not chayev, he'd already sanctified it. They can't bring it as a carbon, that's what I'm telling you, he's not chayev anymore. So graze, develop a blemish, sell it, and bring it as an adabah to the base of Mikdash. And conscious by karma chattas, that there they agree, as we said in the Mishnah, that since right now it's retroactively revealed that at the time when he sanctified it, he didn't have to bring a karma chattas, so therefore we say that, no, out of doubt he wasn't sanctifying. It's only here when he's not sure, out of doubt he's sanctifying. Now, Tanya Lintner Brisa that elaborates on this and says that the Asham Tali is when the person doesn't know if he sinned. Now, says the Brisa, Bein Shenoydu Leishachata, whether it's verified ultimately that he did sin, or whether it's verified that he didn't sin, which either way now you don't have to bring Asham Tali, still pligir mei rabban. We have the same achlekes remain rabban, as the Gemara explains. Benoida leishachata, when it's verified that he sinned, that we're going to say that it's still going to be the machlekes. That's loydiacha kreched remei. That's to show the thrust of Remeir's opinion. The avagav the yada dechata. What do you mean? Even though now he knows that he sinned, so you would say that okay, for sure there's sanctity in Asham Tali where. Seems like you really did sin, and therefore that there was sanctity there. No. Even in the Afer Sheloyah, that at the time when he sanctified it, he didn't know that he sinned, and turns out that he's not Chayiv in Asham Tali, because there's no more maybe, he knows for sure, and he's going to have to bring a regular Asham, he's going to have to bring a regular Chattas, so Tetzav it's Yerbetah, so let it graze and develop and graze like a regular whole animal, because he's not Chayiv in that. There was no sanctity whatsoever. Now, same thing in the reverse, when it turns out that they find that he didn't sin, that we're still saying it's the machlekes is leyacha kechad rabban to say the strength of the rabban's opinion. Where the avagav de lechata, when we find out that he didn't sin, since kivin be'inu the afresh leyada at the time when he separated, he didn't know, and hence according to the rabbanon libay noik v'havas. So he was so nervous, so afraid. So hilchos gamar makdash. Therefore, he conclusively went ahead and we sanctified. Not only when they find out that oh, you see, I was right, I did sin, I had a reason. No, even turns out he didn't sin. Still, at the time, in the moment, he was so worried. He said. What may come or go, I'm going to want to sanctify this. Even if it finds out that not, that's what they said, Yirat Shistavi, Machav Yipo Dom Ladavar, because he sanctified it, she can't bring it, so then you'll bring in a davar out of that blemished animal from the proceeds of that animal.